A year ago this weekend, after a massive earthquake and tsunami struck northern Japan, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant began to melt down. The disaster has sparked new concerns about nuke plants in this country, including the aging Pilgrim nuclear plant right here in Massachusetts. Among those with concerns is Attorney General Martha Coakley, who has challenged the relicensing of the plant. Well, today, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission rejected Coakley's challenge, which means Pilgrim moves a step closer to being relicensed for another 20 years. John Chesto is the business editor for the Patriot Ledger. He's been following the story. And John, tell us first what Martha Coakley is concerned about when it comes to relicensing the Pilgrim plant.
One of the biggest concerns she's raised is the issue of spent fuel pools. When you use up this radioactive fuel rods, they store them on site in pools because they're really too hot to move anywhere for a while. But we saw what happened at Fukushima last year. You know, during the meltdown, those spent fuel pools were jeopardized. The Attorney General had raised this and said, well, in light of what we've seen in Fukushima, we should really consider reopen the Pilgrim case.
What did the NRC say about those concerns?
Well, there have been numerous contentions raised with the NRC case to reopen the case, and the NRC has been generally saying, no, we're not going to hear new issues right now. They're too late. And that was sort of the general response that the NRC said, that Attorney General Martha Coakley really didn't make a good enough case, that we should sort of bend our rules enough to let in new information. The chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission consented with that opinion, but he also said, you know, this Fukushima incident is really enough that we have to start reopening cases when people make a good enough argument that, you know, there's new lessons to be learned from the Fukushima disaster.
So it's interesting that the NRC chairman, Gregory Iosco, acknowledges that Fukushima raises some new concerns about U.S. plants, but in this particular case, not so much.
He agreed with the majority that the Attorney General didn't make a good enough case to reopen it.
Now, the relicensing of Pilgrim is also opposed by a local group called Pilgrim Watch. Are their concerns the same as the Attorney General's, and were their arguments considered by the NRC?
Pilgrim Watch has been the main reason that this relicensing has gone on for so long. It's now set a new record. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has never been reviewing a license for this long. The plant owner, Entergy, filed in January 2006, and it's still open over 6 years later. Pilgrim Watch has been raising those issues that the Attorney General raised, but also other issues. For example, the quality of the pipes, underground pipes, were they rusting away? Were things leaking out into the ground? That set the stage for a number of hearings. Those concerns have since been dismissed. But Pilgrim Watch still has other concerns that need to be addressed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. There are new concerns being raised by Pilgrim Watch and others about impacts on fish and whales in the area, particularly the Atlantic sturgeon and the river herring, that could delay things further. The plant's license is expired as of June 8th of this year.
Well, John, let me ask you about that. What happens if these challenges continue past June? Can Entergy, the company that owns Pilgrim, still operate the plant?
Yes, Entergy can continue to operate the plant because they filed for a renewal so early that the NRC says you can use your current license, continue to use it until we resolve it. And I think it's fair to say, with all these challenges that are still remain, it will continue past June 8th.
Well, John, I understand there's a large demonstration planned in Plymouth this Sunday. Does that give us a sense of what the sentiment among folks who live near the plant is?
I think it will. What's interesting is over this six-year time period, Pilgrim has sort of disappeared out of the public eye. Pilgrim Watch has been hammering away the whole time, but Martha Coakley's office has not been as concerned. Some of the other nearby towns maybe not as concerned. But people saw what happened in Japan, and they said, geez, this could really happen here. What's going on with this plant down in Plymouth? And so now what you have are several of the towns are considering town meeting articles recommending that the NRC put things on hold until all of the lessons learned from Fukushima can be put in place in the Pilgrim relicensing. And I think you're seeing more groups come to the fore. So this march down in Plymouth on Sunday, which is as much a commemoration of the year anniversary of Fukushima, is also a criticism or to raise more public awareness about what's happening at Pilgrim. This march should be an indication just what kind of opposition is still out there to this plant. Mm.
Well, John Chesto, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's John Chesto. He's the business editor for the Patriot Ledger.
Up next, a taste of hardcore Americana from an unlikely scholar of New England folk music. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.